hell. But one of the things the Holy Spirit is doing is cleaning out our soul. How does that happen? Okay, let me go to a boy, girl, man, woman, okay, but take a young person. Young man dating a young lady. He dates, now this young guy has, you know, he's got a date here and he's got another date with another girl here and another girl here. Okay, he dates this gal here. And he's got some dates lined up here with other girls. You really enjoyed being with her. Really enjoyed being with her. And he goes on, and then he has another date with her. And then pretty soon he doesn't want to date others. What's going on in his soul? Two things are happening when he's with that girl. One he knows, one he doesn't know. The one that he knows is, I'm really enjoying my time with this person. And this could happen with a girl, I'm just thinking of that. Well, I'm really enjoying this person. But what's happening that he's not aware of, there's a cleansing out of desiring to be with any other one. He doesn't make this big decision, some, I'm going to not be. No, I don't even want to be. I don't want to be with this other guy. She was okay. Nothing wrong here. Nothing wrong. I just want to be here. Because what the Holy Spirit's doing, people, when you and I are walking in the Spirit, one of the things that is happening is that He, the Spirit, not me, not you, the Spirit is cleaning out old desires, flesh desires, sinful desires, things that have been there for a long time. And it isn't going to happen overnight. Homosexuality or anything else. Stop today! No. You walk in the Spirit. And if you're truly walking in the Spirit, you convict, this is wrong. This is not what God would have you to do. And then He starts cleaning it out. Cleaning it out. How long does it take? I don't know. God doesn't work on that kind of a clock. All I know is that Christ will soon be formed in every person who will just persevere in faith and walk in the Spirit by faith.
Isn't that what
prayer stands for? Keep praying. That's why Paul keeps talking about. We pray for one another. Work with one another. Whether or not you see in spiritual love, I don't know. That's the reason I gave the illustration to those kids. I know it isn't spiritual love. They're not filled with the Spirit. But boy, I wish they were. Because it was beautiful. It was a love that was beautiful from one teenager to another. That's what spiritual love would look like. But I know it wasn't. We've seen how righteousness and love can be duplicated, fake, in the flesh. That doesn't mean that it is there. So we give the gospel. No, we don't go to law with these people. We don't attack. That's what I'm trying to say. That's not the solution. Law is not the solution. The gospel is the solution. But we turn around and we're so hypocritical because Christians, preachers, pulpits,